Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想特别请弟兄姊妹能够先来一起祷告。
I would like to ask you to pray first.
让我们预备自己来看神透过这么一篇这样一篇非常悲伤的诗歌要来告诉我们什么。
So we can learn from this sorrow psalm and see what God would like to teach us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们按照你的公义，我们每一个人都被定罪。
According to, we are condemned on your because of your righteousness.
然而你自己却格外的怜悯我们。
However, you have a great mercy on us.
差遣耶稣基督为我们成就救赎。
And you have sent Jesus Christ to complete the salvation.
使我们今天可以自由地来敬拜你。
So that we can come to worship you freely today.
我们可以来到你的面前来亲近你。
And we can come before you and be near to you.
我们可以听见你的声音。
And we can hear your voice.
哦，主，你自己让我们每一个人来宝贵这救恩。
So let's treasure this precious salvation.
主，你预备我们每一个人的心。
Prepare our hearts.
让我们能够真正来让你的心意，你的话语能够在我们的生命的深处。
So your words may plant deeply in our hearts.
使我们能够知道你对我们的旨意。
So that we may know your will.
我们在这个世界中怎样依靠你而生活。
So we know how to live in this world.
愿主你自己特别托住你的用人。
And may you sustain your servants.
能够正义分解，能够把这个经文的信息能够带到我们中间。
Can teach and bring forth the message according to your will.
叫无论或讲或翻译或听的都被一个真理的圣灵所感。
So we, whoever preach, interpreting, or listening can be moved by the same spirit.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们开始诗篇的第二卷。
So we are starting the second section of the psalm.
诗篇总共有五卷。
There were five sections in the psalm.
它是要对应摩西五经。
That is to correspond to the Pentateuch.
我们看到在第二卷的开始是一首非常非常悲伤的歌。
So the first Psalm in this section is actually a very sad psalm.
有人认为可能是整个诗篇里边最悲伤的一首歌。
Some think this probably is a saddest song in the whole book.
所以我原来把中文的 title 叫《漂泊者的哀歌》。
So initially, I called this the title of the sermon is the Lamentation of a Wanderer.
是。而呢，这个英文呢，用的是用了按照它的这个诗篇本身的，就是一个叫做这个Maskil， 不过这个古代的英文翻译不太一样。OK， 这是一种乐器，一种曲调，就是表达很悲伤的曲调。
The term Maskil used in the English title is an instrument that signals a very sorrow and sad.Melody.
但这是在寄居在外邦人的中间的一个可拉的后裔写的诗歌。
And it is written by sons of Korah.
我相信在世界不同的各国的文化里面都有那种关于漂泊者的那种悲欢离合的故事。
They are in exile, and I think there are always a story in many countries. They have the similar story, talking about people who are in exile.
在这个诗歌里面
in their songs,
point, 或在这个电影里面
or in their movies.
日本以前拍过一个电影叫《还乡》还是叫《望乡》，我忘记掉了。但那个电影长期被 看成是一种有色情相关的电影。
There's a Japanese movie by the title Thinking About Home. Some people connected that to some erotic films.
但是我没有看过那个电影之前，我是因为看到巴金，中国著名的作家巴金对他的分析。
But because I read the movie critique by Ba Jing, a Chinese author, before I watched the movie.
所以它里面讲到分析那种人在他乡的那种漂泊、痛苦和挣扎。
So in his analysis, he talks about how the movie talks about people in a foreign land, their struggle and their heart are disturbed.
在我们的华人的文化里面，我们绝不缺少这一种漂泊的故事。
And in our Chinese culture, we are certainly not lack of this type of feeling.
我在最近这几天一直都在看一个人的消息。
Recently, I've been watching or follow one of the a message for certain people, some people.
Yeah, 这是一个目前世界上谈巴哈谈的最好的人。
Who is a person who can play a box music? The best person who can play box music.
在刚刚今年刚刚过去的复活节，他被邀请到巴哈的那个原来那个教堂，在莱比锡的那个叫圣托马斯教堂。
So he was invited to this St. Thomas chapel that was where Bach original composed his music.
在那个巴哈的魂墓面前弹奏巴哈的音乐。
So he was playing the music before the graveyard.
他是一个中国人。
And he's a Chinese.
他六十岁才有点名气。
He became a little bit famous after he turned 60.
遗憾的是美国怎么请到他都不来演出。
Unfortunately, no matter how earnestly the American people tried to invite him, he wouldn't come.
那些欧洲最挑剔的评论家听他弹了巴哈以后，发现其他的那些大师简直跟他不是差一点点。
So the music critic from Europe, after hearing his performance, consider his performance is way beyond other people.
这个就是说，这个大家都不怎么知道的这个中国人，他在音乐所达到的，可能在历史上从来没有人达到这个高度。
This relatively unknown musician
就是中国人的演奏的角度，没有人达到过。
Can perform in Chinese probably as nobody can surpass this person.
我为什么关注他呢？
Why do I follow his news?
不只是因为他弹巴哈，因为那好几年前我就知道他，我就买过他的唱片，但我的唱片是从瑞士那边买过来。
It's not just because he played Bach, which I have a collection of his records that I bought from Switzerland.
而是因为今年他逃亡35年后第一次回到中国演出。
The reason I follow him is because after he was in exile, after 35 years, this year is the first time he went back to China and performed in China.
如果你看他那些采访，他的那些故事，你会看到那种悲伤、曲折、痛苦，那真是让人真是感叹不已。
If you listen to the his interview, you will feel as sad as he his twist and turn of his life.
他的整个人就是一首歌，就是一个流亡者的漂泊异乡的那种悲惨故事的一种高度的浓缩版。
And his life story is a condensed version of someone who in exile and wanders in a foreign land.
他说在这个世界上面，他没有地方让他感到舒服安全。他说唯有在巴哈的音乐里面，他才看到这个世界的一点希望。
He said he cannot find secure in this world. the only place he can find a little hope is in Bach's music.
其实在美国费城有个类似的故事。
Actually, there is a similar story that in American Philadelphia.
到目前为止，华人的小提琴家里面啊，就是几乎可以说是啊最高成就的人叫马思聪。
The probably one of the best violinist is his name is 思聪马。
他死在这个费城。
He passed away in Philadelphia.
他六几年逃亡到美国，然后再也没有回去中国。
In '60s, he flee from mainland China and was never returned.
大家知道他写的曲子，那有一首不是他写的最好的，但是最出名的。
One of his most famous, even though may not be the best music.
那首叫做《思乡曲》。
It's called Thinking about home.
大家听过那首曲子吗？
Have you heard of this music?
如果有一个有这种漂泊逃亡的经历的人来演出啊，那个听起来的演奏起来的感觉是完全不同。
So if this is played by someone who flees from his home and wanders in this world, it is totally different.
我为什么讲这个音乐家？
Why do I talk about those musicians?
不是因为我爱音乐。
Not because I like music.
而是因为这一首诗篇就是一个流亡的音乐家写的。
But because this particular song we're reading today is written by a musician who is in exile.
所以他在在这个流亡的过程里面，他在他的内心的那种痛苦。
So his struggle and agony. While he's in exile,
四十二篇和四十三篇是一首诗。
We can say that Psalm 42 and 43 they are actually one song.
他不停出现的诗是什么？说我的心啊，你为什么忧闷
？The repeated verse is like, "Oh my soul, why are you downcast?"
就是我的灵魂，你为什么那个困这样的的焦虑？这个痛苦
It basically saying why my soul is in such anxiety.
所以我们看到的这首诗歌是伴随的那种可以想象的伴随的眼泪。
So we can see this music played with the tears.
他的内心有一种很大的痛苦。
In his heart there's a great sorrow.
但是呢，但是他的诗歌所表达的深度比我刚才讲的那个世界上目前弹巴弹的最好的人，那个也是什么，也比他更有深度，更有超越性。
And the writer expressed something deeper, even deeper than what I just mentioned, that the best Bach player, the performer.
他的诗歌不仅仅是因为他离乡背景，他感到痛苦。
The story here is not just because person individually he is in exile.
他有一种更深的、更本质的是他在上帝面前的那种痛苦。
He is expressing a more essential and more fundamental sadness before God.
俄国著名的文学家托尔斯泰说：“他说我的心被一种痛苦抓住。”
So Russian writer Tolstoy said, "My heart is seized by a pain, a kind of pain."
他说：“我不能解释这种痛苦，我只能把它理解为是寻求上帝的痛苦。”
He said, "I couldn't explain where does this pain come from. I can only call it the pain that is seeking God."
所以在这里，我们看到这首诗就是可拉的后裔在流落万异邦的这样写的诗歌。
So the song we are reading today is the sons of Korah who wrote this song when they are in exile.
大家知道这个可拉是什么人？
Maybe you know who Korah is.
可拉是生命在民数第二十六章里边是那种背叛上帝整个家族被这个毁灭的人。
If you read Numbers chapter 26, you know Korah is the one who rebelled against God and their whole tribe got wiped out.
他的后裔就是一群幸存者。
And the sons of Korah are those who luckily survived that.
可以说是神特别怜悯给予的这个这个余数。
And you can call them the remnant because of God's special mercy on them.
就像耶利米哀歌第三章二十二节说的，说我们不至于被消灭，是因为耶和华的慈爱，出耶和华诸般的慈爱。
So it just like what recorded in the Lamentation chapter 3, it says we are survived because God's special mercy on us.
那这一群人他们在以色列人中间的生存就比别人要艰难得多。
And these group of people, sons of Korah, they have much tougher life in Israel's people.
他们一生病
，whenever they get sick，
他们如果家里有人夭折
，if they have infant died early，
他们如果有遭遇什么强盗
，if they were robbed，
他别的人可能会说什么？说你这是你们祖宗作孽。
People may simply say this is because your fathers the curse on your fathers.
按照现在灵恩派的说法，就是你们祖宗的咒诅。
And that it use a spiritual charismatic way of saying is it is because the curse against your forefathers.
而他们在这种以色列人中间的生活，按照中国人的说法就是什么？他们这个出生成分不好。
And if you use modern Chinese terms, you can say they don't have a good family background.
他们是在以色列人中间的时候，他们的生存就特别的艰难。
So that's why their life is much tougher in among people of Israel.
但是他们现在流落异邦。
And they are now in exile in a foreign land.
所以这使他们原先的这种艰难的生存雪上加霜。
So their situation is even getting worse, like pouring the oil into the fire.
他们的痛苦向谁诉说
？So what? How can they who can they talk to when they have the sadness?
在美国大概一。大概三十年代或者四十年代，有一首很出名的黑人灵歌。
In thirties or forties in America, there's a spiritual song in America.
到了这个马丁路德金时代，经常拿出来唱的一首歌。
That is a song by Martin Luther Jr. Often.
他那首歌叫什么？叫没有人知道我的痛苦。没有人知道我的痛苦。
The songs talk about no one knows my sadness, my pain.
But Jesus, 但是耶稣知道。所以那首歌就是耶稣，没有人知道我的痛苦。所以整首歌就是这一句话。
And that's the whole song is just one sentence.
这首诗篇就类似这样。
And this song is similar in that.
没有人知道我的痛苦。
There's nobody knows my pain.
他没有什么人可以诉说
，and there's no one to talk to.
这是他只有单独的面对上帝。
So he can only face God alone.
这一首诗歌我可以这么说，在音乐上面很多人不了解这首诗歌。
So I can say that musically, many people don't understand this song.
把它写的这个诗情画意。
So describe the song too romantically or sentimental.
神啊，我的心切慕你，如露切慕溪水。你们看所有的图画和音乐，根本不懂这首诗歌。
So if you see the maybe the background picture goes along with this song, like sheep on the water.
你们看到这首诗篇的画画都是怎么样的
？So have you seen the painting related to this song?
在黄石公园一样的地方
，maybe it's with the Yellowstone as its backdrop.
那个小鹿在那个河边，在那个溪水边
，and maybe a deer right next to the stream of water.
就是描绘的要这首诗歌。
It's trying to describe the song.
比如我们唱的音乐是说：“神啊，我渴慕你，我的心切慕你，如露切慕溪水，优美的不得了。”
And the music we sing is so elegant, saying that, "Oh God, like deer pants for the water, my soul pants for you."
为什么这些绘画和音乐他们不懂这首诗歌
？Why don't these people understand the music? Oh, the song here.
因为他们不看第三节。
Because they forgot about verse 3.
第三节说什么？
What does verse 3 say?
我昼夜以眼泪当饮食。
He said, "I have the tears has been my food day and night."
是他那种 痛苦是无以言表的。
So it's undescribable sorrow or sadness.
他的心像如露可慕溪水是什么意思？
What does it mean when he says, my soul pants for you?
快要干死了。
It's because they are thirst to death.
就好像这个鹿啊，叫寻找溪水的那一种啊迫切那种速度。
It's like the deer they seek the water because of their thirst.
但问题是找不着。
And the fact is they failed to find water.
这首诗画画里面只要出现有溪水，就是违背了这首诗的原来的意思。
So if you see the painting with water in there, you can say that the painter didn't get the meaning of the song.
大家看到了吗？
Can you see this?
这个鹿羡慕溪水，但在这首诗篇里面有没有溪水啊？
So you can see that the deer pants for the water, but do they have water in this song?
没有溪水。
No, there's no stream of water.
所以他那种干渴。
So the thirst in their heart.
那个司布真解释这段经文的时候，他说人干渴比饥饿要难受得多。
So when Spurgeon talked about this song, he said the thirst is harder to tolerate than the hunger.
大家知道，如果你不吃东西喝水，你能够一个礼拜是很容易这个挺过去的。
So if you just drink water but without food, you can sustain yourself for a week easily.
很多基督徒都是七天禁食祷告，他只喝水。
So many Christians they fast for 7 days.With water only.
但是你七天不喝水，你就绝对熬不过的。
But if you try the without water, you cannot complete the 7 days.
所以人在干渴没水喝的时候
，So when you don't have water and you are in thirst,
比人一般的饥饿那要难受得多。
It is even more unbearable when compared to the hunger.
但是他的心如同鹿，切慕溪水。
But he said.My heart is like a pants for the water, like deer pants for the water.
那是因为他已经太干渴了。
It is because his heart is so thirsty.
他的干渴是什么？
What's his thirst?
是他个人那种灵魂中的黑暗。
That is the darkness in his soul.
和他这种受到外在的那种压迫。
And it is also the persecution from outside.
他的问题受到两方面对他的这种困扰。
So his things that troubles him are twofold.
第一层面是什么
？Firstly,
他说我几时得以朝见神的面
？He said, "When can I see the face of God again?"
他的生命里面好像见不到上帝。
In his life, it looks like he cannot find God.
就好像那些灵修大师所说的灵魂的暗夜。
So it's like those great spiritual giants. They talk about the night or dark night in their life.
In their soul.
In their soul.
这是西班牙的一个人讲。所以这个灵魂的黑夜。
So it's like the dark night in their soul.
是他见不到任何的亮光
，so they can see no light.
神无处不在
，God though is everywhere.
但是呢，他哪里都没有办法去见着神
，yet he can find God nowhere.
他好像在他的生命中，他的信仰好像不起作用
，so in his life it's almost like his faith is
好像上帝远离了他
，it looks like as if.God is far away from him.
我知道这种感受，有的时候你会感觉到好像被上帝抛弃一样。
I can sympathize with that because sometimes you think God has forsaken us.
在你的心灵中，你感觉不到上帝的同在。
So in your heart, you cannot feel the presence of God.
不仅这样。
Not only that.
这个已经够沉重了，而是别人整天在嘲笑你说你信上帝，你的上帝在哪里？
This alone is unbearable enough, but then there are people outside criticize and ask you, where is your God?
他作为上帝的百姓
as the chosen people of God,
他们被他们的国家灭亡，被带到外邦
their kingdom was wiped out and they were in exile.
那些敬拜假神的人看起来比他好得多
But those people who worship the false gods, yet they live some seemingly much better.
那些人就不断的嘲笑他，你所敬拜的上帝在哪里
？So those people laughed at them and say, "Where is your God?"
他的心被这两个问题深深的刺痛。
So his heart is hurt by those two criticisms.
所以他说上帝啊，我的心切慕，我的心寻求你，可是呢？见不着，找不着。
So he said, my heart is pains for you, but I cannot find you.
他在这个世界的生活，不停的受到别人的嘲笑和压迫。
And in his daily life, he was laughed at that by many people around him.
但是第四节
，But verse four，
他就想起来以前他在圣殿里面服侍，大家守节那种非常复兴的场面。
He remembered those festival time when they have the festival in the temple.
这个历史记忆没有带给他一种安慰。
The historical memory did not bring them comfort.
我们知道，一个人、一个国家、一个民族靠历史记忆来获得这种满足，这个国家一定是没有希望的。
So if you can only satisfied by remembering the history, this nation is hopeless.
你们知道为什么世界上所谓那些文明古国、那些古代的古国，他们的都好景不长？
Do you know why those ancient empires in the history their kingdom or empire cannot last long?
因为他们都是靠回忆来感到来感受自己的存在感。
So because they can sense their existence only through remembering their past.
就像我们中国人常说的，我们的国家是科技很发达的，为什么我们有四大发明？
Just like we like to boast about the Chinese ancient scientists, because we have those four great inventions.
但是这个诗人的敏感
，But the sensitivity of this psalmist.
而这他的对上帝、对属灵上那种敏感，使他感受是截然不同的。
And his sensitivity toward God it make this song is totally different.
这个历史的记忆没有带给他安慰。
So this historical memory did not bring him comfort.
反倒给他有更大的那种悲凉。为什么？今非昔比。
But bring him even greater sorrow because now they live in a totally different time.
那些复兴已经成为遥远的记忆。
The revival is a remote memory.
现在的情景是什么
？And what is the situation now?
现在的情景是你不知道，连上帝都不知道去在哪里了。
They cannot even find God. They don't know where God is.
有什么有在人的生命中有什么比这个问题更大、更让人不得安宁
？So is there any other things that cause the greater uneasiness in their heart.
但是在第五节，我们看到了在这样一个处境中的人，他到底是什么反应呢
？But in verse five, let's see what kind of response a person may have.
他说：“我的心啊，你为何忧闷
？”He says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul?"
为何在我里面烦躁
？Why so disturbed within me?
他说：“应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。”
And he said here, "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God."
他这个诗人他继续表达了信靠。
So he continued to express his trust in God.
他虽然感受不到上帝
，even though he cannot feel God,
他甚至感觉的上帝好像很远离他。
You can even say he feels that God is far, far away from him.
但是他相信上帝还会有恩典。
But he continued to believe that God is merciful.
所以他没有沮丧。
He's graceful, and so he's not distressed.
不像很多的诗人一样自杀。
Like many psalmists, they commit suicide.
而是他仍然要称赞神。
But he continued to praise God.
这真是一种超越个人感受、超越环境的这一种信心。
So it's a faith that transcends his own individual feeling.
我们人很容易被自己的情绪捆绑。
We human often are seized or enslaved by our own feeling.
我们很容易被自己的感受控制。
We are easily controlled by our feeling.
但是这个诗人的伟大是他超越了这种感受。
And the greatness of this psalmist is in that he can transcend that feeling.
他自己的内心是那样的痛苦和孤独。
His heart is so lonely and sad.
但是他知道，那这不是末日。
But he knows that's not the end of the story.
上帝仍然有爱。
And God is still loving.
上帝仍然乐意帮助。
God is still willing to help.
他甚至说我还要称赞他。
And he even said, I want to continue to praise him.
世界上那些最动人的赞歌不是那种在你很好的时候唱出来的。
The greatest praise in this world is not the praise when you are in easy time.
你能够在那种艰难中，你仍然对上帝的信靠那种赞歌，那真是无比的甜美。
And the praise sound up when you are in the time of trouble are sweeter than anything else.
在最近有一个电影开始在各地巡回了，当然不会来 Santa Barbara 了，在 LA， 在 San Jose， 就是播放一个传记，一个属灵伟人的传记，叫蔡淑娟。
There is a movie, a Chinese movie.
I think it's English.
It's a movie. It's circulating in big cities like LA or San Francisco. It's about a lady, Mrs. Su.
她是一个什么样的人？
What kind of person is she?
他就好像《红楼梦》走出来的人。
He's like the person coming out of the red tower.
书香门第，大家闺秀。
She is from a very well-to-do family.
他的父亲是清朝的大官。
So her father is high of officers in Qing Dynasty.
他后来成为基督徒。
And she became a Christian later.
然后呢，他的生命中有了一个常人根本没有办法想象的痛苦，就是他后来的眼睛啊，他不能够见光。
And she got a disease. It's hard to imagine is that she cannot look at light.
他住的地方那个窗户要用那种什么遮光最好的那的办法，要使他的房间没有一点的这种亮光。
So she has to live in a house that with all the blinds are thick, that so thick that no lights can penetrate.
几十年啊，活在这样一个房间里边。
A few decades to live in a house in a room like that.
大家想想，如果是你，你会什么样的？你想象一下，如果是你自己，你会什么感觉？
How would you feel about it if that person is you?
我们怎么能够想象
？How can we imagine
这样的人写出了很棒的书
？Who can write books?
发明了这个罗马拼音的这个圣经
invented the Rome the Bible that is spelled out in Roman spelling.
那所以你会看到他在书里面所表达的，他因为这样的遭遇的，经过几十年那样的痛苦，但是他仍然唱出赞歌，对神唱出赞歌。
So you can see that how he praised God in his writing after decades of living in such a environment.
那真是一个灵魂的黑夜。
And it is truly the dark night in the soul.
但是他知道上帝，圣经里面所说的上帝，创造光明的上帝，上帝也是黑夜的上帝。
But then he knows the God who creates the light is also the Lord of the night.
我们作为中国人在异国他乡，我们可能很多时候我们也会有这个问题。
So, We Chinese living in this foreign land, sometimes we may have the similar problem.
我们会有在寄居在异地的那种苦楚。
We have that the kind of disturbance or troubles living in a foreign land.
早期的这个铁路工人。
Early when those railroad workers, Chinese workers.
当我到了那个 Nevada。看见那个很漂亮的湖，叫做你们知道那里有个很漂亮的湖叫 Tahoe。
So if you go to Nevada, there's a lake There's a called there's something called Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe, yeah. 那个湖很漂亮。
A very beautiful lake.
因为上面边上就是雪山，然后在那个雪山脚下的一个很大的湖。
So there's a mountain surrounding the lake, and the lake was right below that hill.
那个开车山路，这个要绕进去，然后就看到那个湖。
And you have to drive through the mountains and to see that lake.
但是当地人啊告诉我说，这个是当时的中国人发现的湖。
But the local people saying that lake was discovered by Chinese.
我非常震惊。
And I was shocked.
在一两百年前，那个地方根本啊没有什么马路、公路、荒山野岭，他们是怎么发现这个湖？
So a few hundred years ago, I couldn't imagine how they discovered this lake because there's no highway to go through there.
所以你们知道那个湖的名字叫 Tahoe 什么意思吗
？So do you know what does it mean? The lake name Tahoe means
就是广东话大湖的意思。
That's Cantonese big lake.
因为早期的都是说广东话。
Because they are Cantonese speakers earlier.
这是真的。
And this is true.
那我们看到在当代的新移民。
So we see the new immigrants.
我们有很多悲欢离合的故事。
We have many stories, sad or joyful.
我前段时间在 LA 在跟一个著名的学者一起，他请我吃饭。
So I was there's a famous scholar last weekend. We had lunch together in LA.
我问他在美国怎么样。
So I asked him how's life in the states.
他说在这里坐牢。
He said I'm just like in prison here.
你们知道这个移民到美国叫什么？叫做移民监。你们听说过没有
？You know that? Have you heard that? Immigrants here, they said they have to go through the prison of immigration.
很多人知道在中国这个国家，他们的这种危机感使他们来到美国。
So that many Chinese they came here because out of their sense of crisis.
但是在这个文化很陌生的地方。
But in this very foreign culture.
我把它成为一个词，不晓得以后也许有社会学家会的，我就把它们取名叫新移民综合症。
I call this as a complex of a new immigrant.
这不是我一时的想法，是比较长的一个观察。
It is my long time observation about new immigrants.
那种孤独感
the kind of loneliness.
那种分离感
the kind of sense of separation.
没有深层次的进入到这个社会的那种那种被隔离的感觉
The separation caused by our inability to root in this mainstream culture.
文化歧视
The discrimination in this culture,
或者说种族歧视
or the discrimination,
but you know,
or racial discrimination.
美国已经是全世界国家里面几乎是最包容的，那是非常非常理想的移民国家。
But you have to say that American is one of the most tolerate to the new immigrants.
你要听一听那些去日本的那些的故事，你会才会感觉到原来在美国是这么好的。
If you know about the immigrant story in Japan, you would realize that the story here in United States is not too bad.
我听到日本的那些故事呢，很让我震惊。听到韩国的比日本还震惊。
So I was shocked by the story in Japan, but I was even in greater shock when I heard about the story.Immigrant story in Korea.
当然我知道的最恐怖的肯定是北朝鲜。
But of course, I know probably the horrors story is in North Korea.
但是我们看到在异国他乡，你的那种被隔离感、孤独感。
But we know this the sense of separation and loneliness in a foreign land.
这是没有办法避免的。
Is unavoidable.
但是这个很。一般的文人会很肤浅的认为这是一种思乡病。
Superficially, many writers would think this is just a sickness of the sick of home. It's homesick.
我们以为回到祖国，我们的这个问题就解决了。
And they feel that once I return home, this will be done with.
对，这些学者或者诗人，他们的这种看法是对人性是非常浅薄的。
So these writers and Some say they are very their understanding is very superficial.
而我们知道这个更深的这个感受，是因为你在生命中好像找不到上帝，
but、
感受不到上帝的同在。
The deeper, the root cause is that you cannot sense, the anchor or the existence of God.
不仅这样，但是当我们真正做了基督徒以后，我们是不是就万事大吉了呢？
But not only that, once we become a Christian, is everything go as easy?
是不是做基督徒了，我们什么都变好了呢？
Is everything going smoothly once we become a Christian?
如果有人这样传福音给你，你要知道他是在骗你。
If someone tell you the gospel like that, he is lying to you.
基督徒实际上在今天，这基督徒在这个世上，我们受到的是一种双重的这种困扰。
So, Christian in this world, we are troubled by the dual persecution.
我们承受的是那一种加倍的痛苦。
We are bearing those double pain in life.
也不仅仅是因为我们是外国人。
Not only because we are foreigners.
而且因为你是基督徒。
But because you are Christian,
你为什么今天很多基督徒在这个社会上，你没有感受到被冷落、被讽刺，是因为你不敢做见证。
The reason you are not facing those persecution is because you are not you dare not to testify.
你只要足够勇敢。
If you are courageous enough,
你就会有足够的痛苦
and you will have enough suffering.
尤其在今天这种美国基督教在衰退 的这个热潮里面，你的处境更是这样。
And it is even truer in the today's United States. The Christianity is fading away.
我认识一位80多岁的美国的牧师。
And I know a 80-some years old.American pastor，
他想起自己年轻的时候那种美国的那种大复兴的浪潮，他讲的老泪纵横。
And when he recalled the revival time, in his younger year, his tears just won't stop.
他为今天的美国的年轻一代的基督徒教会，他那种忧虑和痛苦，有的时候你可以很。他你可以感受得到他是远超过他的语言。
His worry, his sadness toward the generation, Christian, this generation, is, you can feel that it is indescribable with words.
所以他非常支持我们华人教会里面有一个运动叫做 American Return to God.
So he is actually,
美国人要归向神。
A Chinese movement saying that American return to God.
因为他想起以前复兴的景象。
Because he recalled the revival time in his early years.
很多年的这种恳切的祷告，但是好像没有什么答案。
And because his prayer over the years seemingly without answer from God.
我要告诉大家。
And I want to tell you this.
真实的基督徒的生命就是这样。
And a true Christian life is like this.
我们是在一种自身的痛苦中去承受这个痛苦，去面对这个痛苦，而且去什么去去能去传福音给痛苦中的人。
And we are to evangelize people in great sorrow because we are ourselves in the great sadness.
有的人可能会说，既然信耶稣没有叫我免去痛苦，我为什么要相信？
So some may ask, if the faith cannot relieve us from the pain, why do we believe it?
信仰的奥秘就在这里。
And that is the mystery of our faith.
这就是十字架的信仰。
That is the faith of the cross.
就是上帝没有挪去你的痛苦。
That is God did not remove the pain.
但是他可让你有力量去承受痛苦。
But to grant you the strength to overcome the pain.
耶稣求神说，父啊，如果你愿意就把这个苦杯撤去。
So Jesus prayed to God saying that if it's your will, please remove this bitter cup.
但是上帝没有撤去。
But God did not remove that cup.
而只是加给他力量。
but grant him greater strength.
这就是我们的信仰。
That is the faith.
我们的生命中没有可能拿掉那种痛苦，拿掉十字架。
It is impossible to remove the cross, the pain in our life.
但上帝他会给我们力量去背负这个十字架。
But God will give us the strength, to carry the cross.
我们可能经历很长的黑夜，看不到亮光。
We may go through a long dark night without seeing the light of God.
但是你的信心的眼睛能够穿过黑暗去抵达上帝。
But our spiritual eyesight can see through the dark night and see God.
在哈佛大学有一个教授，后来他去做修士，离开他辞职，从哈佛辞职去做了修士。
So there is a professor from Harvard, left Harvard and became a priest.
To a monk.
Become a monk.
那他讲了一个概念，他叫什么？叫做负伤的治疗者。
He coined a term, saying that is a healer of the.
你是一个医生。
Healer of the wounded.
你是一个 doctor.
Though you are a doctor.
但是你是有病的。
But you also have the illness.
你是不能医治自己的。
You are the one who cannot heal yourself.
你带着这种痛苦和病痛，但是你却成为他人的医治者。
You have carried this illness, but then you become the healer of someone else.
这个就是耶稣的人对耶稣的嘲笑。
That is the
对耶稣的一个这个 irony， 或者是一种讽刺，
Scorned, how they scorned Jesus.
医生，你医治自己吧。
They said, "Doctor, heal thyself."
没有
，wasn't healed.
对，人对耶稣说，如果你是上帝的儿子，从十字架上下来吧。
They talked to Jesus, and if you are the Son of God, you can come down from that cross.
但是没有。
But that didn't happen.
这就是基督徒生命的奥秘。
That is the mystery of Christian life.
就是我们在痛苦之中。
That is we are in the pain.
我们甚至好像很久，我们好像感受不到上帝的同在。
And it looks like for a long time we don't feel the presence of God.
但神却加给我们力量。
But God give us.
让我们可以去承受。这种灵魂中的折磨，这种痛苦。
So we can sustain ourselves through the suffering in life.
我要说
，I want to say again,
今天很多的福音的宣讲
，many preaching of the gospel today
是跟圣经是有距离的。
It has a it's really not what exactly Bible teaches.
今天这个诗歌告诉我们
，the psalm tells us today.
他的这个作者，他的灵魂中有这种双重的打击。
The psalmist has the dual attacks in his life.
但他仍然因为在完全超越这种个人感受和环境的信心得到克服。
But because of his faith, overcome his individual feelings and transcend that individual feelings.
愿主能够帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们知道我们的盼望不在中国，不在美国。
So we know that our hope is not in China, is not in the United States.
而是在上帝的国。
But in the kingdom of God.